escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Whenever you hear Rich Girl by Hall & Oates, time to go to Philadelphia. Talk to our friend Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philly. Covers the Eagles. You can check him and Ruben Frank out on the Eagle Eye podcast. You can check his workout at DZangaro NBCS or on the NBC Sports Philly website. Davey Z, what's up, dude?
What's going on, guys? How are you?
Good, man.
You've been busy.
Yeah, it was a busy Sunday. Eagles made three trades on a Sunday.
Take us through it,
explain the Sam Howell trade to me.
Sure. I mean, first off, guys, I was at a wedding on Saturday in Charlotte. I'm at the airport, and all this stuff starts happening. Trying to catch up. It wasn't easy. The Sam Howell trade. So they had two third-string quarterbacks, Kyle McCord, who's a rookie, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who was with the Cleveland Browns. Both of them were pretty bad in the preseason. So they were probably going to make a trade for a quarterback no matter what. And then their backup, Tanner McKee, has a broken thumb. It's nothing serious, but he might not be ready for week one. So this was a trade that, you know, something needed to happen. They needed to have a decent backup option going into the season. And that's the reason for the Sam Howell trade.
Okay. That actually makes a ton of sense. I mean, McKee had a really good preseason in camp, right? Like, is it his...
Yeah.
Is it his job once the thumb is good as
the
backup?
Yeah, there's no question about that. He's going to be the backup. They really like him. He's, you know, he's been impressive at every turn. He's really valuable to them. Obviously, the Eagles value the backup quarterback position. They won their first Super Bowl in 2017 with a backup at the helm. So they're always going to invest in the backup. And Tanner McKee's been really good. I don't know what it would take for a team to offer them to trade him, maybe a little bit less now that they have Sam Howell. But I think, you know, next offseason, they might look to trade Tanner McKee, and I think he would bring back something pretty valuable because he's been really good.
All right, let's talk the O-line trade. I mean, the O-line has always been a strength for these modern Eagles that have been so good over the last decade or so. They went and got Fred Johnson back?
Yeah, so... you know, it's funny because in Philly right now, we talk about some of the concerns with the team. And I have to remind Eagles fans that, you know, these concerns are not the level of concerns that are around the rest of the 31
sure.
teams. This is a really good roster. But there were some issues with the backup offensive line depth. And, you know, there have been years in this city where if the O-line gets decimated by injuries, it can kind of tank a season really quickly. Mm-hmm. And it was obvious they didn't have a swing tackle. They tried a few different guys. They brought in Kendall Lamb, who's in his 11th year. They had Matt Pryor trying to play left and right tackle in the preseason. And neither of those guys is really the answer. So they go out and they bring Fred Johnson back, who, I mean, maybe they should have just tried to re-sign Fred when he was already here. But he played pretty well for them last year, made five starts. And his best game came against Cincinnati, his former team. He shut down Trey Hendrickson in that game. It was a really impressive performance. And with the Eagles, you know, obviously backup tackle is important for every team, but the way the Eagles play offense, they really don't like to help those tackles. A lot of what they do offensively is about letting those tackles live on an island and not helping them, and it helps you with the numbers game everywhere else. So once you have a backup in there that really needs help, it kind of changes the complexion of the offense. So that's why they viewed it as a really important spot, and that's why they made the trade.
Okay. The trade that caught my eye was last week, you know, four trades ago, I think.
For to keep it straight sometimes.
Yeah, dude, you're a busy fella up there, man. I mean, Howie just, that foot stays on the gas, man. The Mechie trade, the young wide receiver, had that, I think he had cancer. I know he had like a serious.
Yeah, leukemia his rookie year. He actually missed his whole rookie season.
Gosh, wow. What an awful situation, but clearly he's made it through and is on the other side of that now. He was a heck of a player in college. What are they getting in Mechie? What are they looking for from him?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I don't think that trade had as much to do with their receivers on the roster as it did, hey, this is a player that is available. We don't have to give up much to get him. We liked him coming out of college. Let's just pull the trigger on this trade and see what he can do. So, yeah, he was obviously really productive at Alabama. Played actually a year with two years with Devontae Smith. Just missed Jalen Hurts. He was getting to Alabama as Hurts was leaving for Oklahoma, but obviously there's a connection with Alabama and this Eagles locker room. And he was really talented in college. His NFL career obviously got off to, I mean, honestly, even before the leukemia diagnosis, he had he tore his ACL in the SEC championship game, his final year at Alabama. So he was already dealing with that, and then obviously the leukemia battle that he came through. But you know, relatively speaking, his career hasn't probably lived up to where second he was drafted pick. In the second round, early second round, 44th overall. But he's talented, and we saw him in the preseason game, you know, a few days after getting traded to the Eagles. The very first play of the game, makes a nice grab, looked quick in and out of his breaks. I don't know exactly what his role is going to be. I think they're pretty good with their top three right now, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and Jahan Dotson. But, if there's an injury, I think they feel a lot better about the depth, and he has – you know, a chance to stick around longer than that if Dotson's gone next year.
That team is as loaded, as JP stated
just
earlier.
Loaded.
And but the thing of it, the next year after the Super Bowl normally comes with a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. Is there any concern about that?
Yeah, I think there's natural concern about that. It's, there's a bunch of different issues that can pop up. I will say that they're in a much better position this time after the Super Bowl than they were the last time, because the last time they won a Super Bowl, it was kind of obviously a really strange situation with the quarterback. You had one guy who won it, but then they're going back to the offense from the other guy. And it was just a weird dynamic in that locker room. And it was a much older team. They tried to like run it back and they just like kept getting older and older. And then it just fell apart. This is a really young roster. We'll see how the final cuts shake out, but there's a good chance they don't have a single defensive player over the age of 30 on this team, which is kind of crazy because it was the number one defense in the league last year, but it's still really young. So there are some, the one thing, so like with the Browns were in town for joint practices and the preseason game, and the amount of energy the Browns brought to those two practices, I think is really indicative of the types of effort you're going to see against them all year. You know, they're going to get everyone's best shot, and it's a tough schedule. So, like, there are some natural pitfalls that come with winning a Super Bowl, but I think that they do have the talent to overcome that.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Talking with our friend Dave Zangaro here on the Rood Guest Hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. You can give Dave a follow at DZangaroNBCS. You can check out the Eagle Eye podcast or read his work at NBC Sports Philly. We all think they're loaded. A.J. Brown, was there a hamstring thing? I feel like I saw something there for a little bit. What's the health of everybody?
Yeah, that's a good question. The injury list was pretty long by the end of training camp, but with some of those guys, I think it was really more precautionary. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith both finished training camp not practicing. A.J. is a hamstring, Devontae is a groin, but the word I've gotten is that it's mostly just like precautionary. Just get these guys to week one and make sure that they kind of stay on ice. We watched A.J. Brown before the last preseason game running routes. He looked pretty good. And with, you know, an extra week to go, I think they'll be okay. You always wonder about that. Health is obviously something that you can't control as much as you'd like. And when you have a talented roster, if a few key guys go down, it changes the dynamic. But the good news for them was they were able to get through training camp without anything too serious on the injury front.
So, I mean, going into the season, I imagine for whatever reason, odds makers always kind of put the Bills and the Ravens higher than Philly, which is silly because those two teams have to play each other. Philly has a different path. What is the vibe in that locker room? I can't remember which player, but somebody had a really good explanation. Like, that was last year. This is this year. It's a new year. But is the expectation there Super Bowl or bust?
Expectations are high, and you're right. I mean, they've been very strategic about their messaging, and it's coming from the top that, you know, we've called it the R word in the building. No one's allowed to use the word repeat because they don't want to think like that. They're just trying to be a good team. They have to go through the whole process again, and that's obviously easier said than done. You win a Super Bowl, you want to win another one. That's the way it works. Yeah, I think they've handled all of that as well as they could. It was kind of funny. They were supposed to have their Super Bowl ring ceremony a long time ago, right? And then there were like a production issue with that ring, and it ended up getting pushed into July, like a week before training camp. And I think that really kind of annoyed Jalen Hurts and some of the other guys who have been trying to lead this charge to move on to the next year. You know, a week before training camp, they're getting their Super Bowl rings, but I think that kind of shows you the way they've tried to approach this is that, you know, we haven't done anything this year. That was all in the past. But the confidence is high. Expectations are high, and they honestly should be because it's not the most talented roster. It's one of the most talented in the league.
For sure.
That's definitely true.
How weird is it, dude? I just pulled up the Eagles schedule. Obviously, open next Thursday night with the Cowboys coming to town. It's going to be real hard for me not to think that's just going to be an absolute ass-kicking, but whatever. And then the NFC East games are kind of spread out. Like, the Eagles play the Giants twice in October. They play the Cowboys again in November. And then two of the last three, two games in 14 days, Commanders-Eagles.
That was by design.
How much are the Commanders on people's minds up there?
Yeah, you know, I kind of hate that, by the way, that they backloaded those two games because you just don't know what's going to happen by the end of the season. Like, there's a chance that there are major injuries. Maybe those games don't mean as much. I wish that they were earlier. So we definitely mean something, you know, I think the risk reward there isn't great, but I'll be honest. I don't think the Eagles are thinking too much about the Commanders, and that's not like a shot at them. I just get it. I think that the Eagles are just looking at what they have, and they think it's good enough. And that doesn't mean that they're going to take the Commanders lightly, but I don't think that they're necessarily like overly worried about them in like a respectful way, if that makes sense. Like, I think they just look at the roster and they look at what they've been able to do and they feel really confident about it.
Well, they also don't play them for 4 months.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah. Do you guys feel the same way about that? Like, I understand like the potential is there for it to be great matchups. Maybe the division gets decided, but there's also a chance that one of those games doesn't mean anything and you just waste what could be a really fun game.
So dude, to that point, the Commanders play the Cowboys on Christmas Day. The Commanders' NFC East schedule is completely backloaded. It's their last four games of the season. And with Tischler, we were like doing some content planning for stuff I do at Monumental, and we were talking about Christmas specifically, and I was like, dude, it's Christmas. I want to do as little as possible. Now, if that ends up being a really big game, we got to do everything. But by week 17, it's entirely possible it's – two teams playing out the string. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
I mean, also, they could be playing for the...
It could be to clinch the division.
The division.
Right.
So.
Like, so it is interesting. The one thing, Davey, I think Eagles fans, and this is fans are completely separate from the team and the organization, Eagles fans seem to care greatly about the movement of the burgundy and gold.
You think so?
Yeah, because every time there's anything for the Commanders, they are the ones predominantly commenting. So, yes, they were.
The one thing I will say to Eagles fans is they're kind of everywhere.
Like, they are, dude.
They're in every comment thread, they're probably right. I think it's fair to say the Eagles fans are keeping an eye on the Commanders probably more than the Eagles themselves.
Yeah. Dave, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for making time, dude.
Of course, guys. Take care.
Bye. Dave Zangaro, NBC Sports Philly. Give him a follow at DZangaro, NBCS. Davey joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. But coming up at 11, we're going to open up these MGM National Harbor listener lines. We're talking roster. Nobody go anywhere.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.